Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and was born with a birth defect called congenital limb deficiency, which gave him severely shortened arms without hands and legs that stopped growing above the knee. Since 1997, he's designed over 450 websites for clients nationwide, and he's also a web and user interface designer for Quicken Loans. His upcoming book is entitled, Look, Mom, No Hands. His name, Ryan Hudson Peralta. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to a person who epitomizes the saying that with God, anything is possible. Ryan Hudson Peralta. Ryan, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you for having me, Jack.
Let's start from the beginning, Ryan. September 28th, 1979. Go ahead.
It was a rainy day in Detroit, Michigan. I was born at St. John's Hospital. And the moment I was born, the doctors took me away from my mother. And she said, where are you going with my baby? And they said, it's fine. You'll see him in a little while. And then she says, no, I want to see my baby now. And it was, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. And my dad went to the doctors and the nurses said, please bring my son in here. And they said, okay, we'll do that. But before we do, we want to let you know that there was a problem. And they're like, what do you mean? First of all, just let me see my baby. And they said, well, before we let you see him, we want to make sure you want to keep him. He was born without arms and legs. And my mother says, what do you mean? He's my son. What do you mean? Of course I want to keep him. Bring me my son. And, you know, to this day, when I tell that story, I, being a father myself, I cannot believe that anyone would even think to say something like that to a parent. A few days later, we were still in the hospital, and doctors and orthopedic surgeons and physical therapists, they took my parents in a room, and I was in there. And they said, you know, before we let you take Ryan home, we want you to know that there's going to be some issues in his life. He's never going to have a job. He's never going to be able to go to school. He's never going to be able to drive a wheelchair. He's never going to be able to have a family or do anything that the normal kids do. And my dad interrupted them and he said, my son is 2 days old and you are already predicting his future. He said, well, I have a prediction for you. My son is going to do each and every one of those things and more.
It's obvious that God blessed you with a great mom and a great dad.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the biggest thing mom taught you and what's the biggest thing dad's taught you?
You know, they're two different people, and I think that's like my wife and I, we're two different people, and I think that's why our kids are so special, is because they were taught, like, by two different people, different things. And, you know, my dad taught us to be hardworking, never give up, always, you know, work hard for the family. And my mom was just always there to push me and always be positive. And I wouldn't be where I am today without them, that's for sure.
Congenital limb deficiency.
Yeah.
Ryan, what is it?
It's a mouthful. That's what it is. There's actually longer. I was at the doctor recently, and the doctor said the full name for my... I was like, we're just going to go with something shorter. Basically, congenital means it happens at birth. It's also known as congenital amputee, meaning was born like without full arms and legs. And but you know what? I really believe it's a gift that God gave me. More than my disability, he also gave me a personality where I'm able to, you know, inspire people and make people laugh. So it's definitely not a disability at all.
What was your childhood like, Ryan?
Oh, amazing. people always expect me to say, oh, it was terrible. Middle school was tough. I was bullied. And I never really had any problems with anybody. You know, I struggled with not being able to do things that my friends were doing, like being on the football team and, you know, playing baseball with, you know, my brother, playing baseball with my brother. But, you know, my parents always made sure that I was doing something else fun, or, you know, always, you know, I was involved me in things. Like, my brother played baseball from a young age, and I actually coached his baseball team with my father. So that was, and we did so many great things. My grandfather was a ladder chief in the Detroit Fire Department. And he lived across the street from us on Wilshire, right by City Airport. And I still remember to this day just yelling out my front door for him. And he'd come over. And, like, my grandparents and my parents, without them, I wouldn't be who I am today. And they were just amazing, most amazing people ever.
By your own admission, the first 8 years of your life, you didn't have a good relationship with God.
Yes.
You do today.
Absolutely.
What changed?
Well, ever since I was born, I was told that my disability was an act of God. So that's like me telling you, Jack, that the guy over here that you see every single day, he's the one that punched you in the face. You know, you would be mad, right? You'd be like, well, why would I be nice to this guy? And then when I was about 8 years old, I was hanging out with some family friends, and This boy was older than me, and, you know, he just kept asking me questions about how I do things and what I do. And it was the next day my parents got a phone call from his family and said that boy was planning on committing suicide and that I saved his life. And from that day forward, I realized that, like, what God did give me wasn't a disability. It was a superpower. And like I said earlier, it was a power to be able to inspire people, make people laugh. And like I did, I saved somebody's life. And so I took that day, and, you know, being so young, but I always remember that. I'll never forget that day. That's the day that I realized that, you know, it's my mission in life is just help as many people as I can.
If there's a person listening tonight who's down and out and thinking of committing suicide, Ryan, what do you tell him or her?
I tell him that no matter what is going on in your life, it always could be worse. You have to, if you can't find something to be positive about or be grateful for, start with the air you're breathing and then move on from there. There's something in your life that can be, no matter what it is, it can be fixed. I promise you, I've had the most down days in my life in the past, and I know that, like, just the air I'm breathing, I start with that, the air I'm breathing, and then looking around the room and being in my home and being around family. It's just, there's so many gifts that we have that we just look over.
We're talking to Ryan Hudson Peralta, and I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula. We're with Ryan Hudson Peralta. If you want to learn more about him, www.lookmomnohands.com. Ryan, you're 16, and you want to drive. What do you do?
Well, I wish I was 16 again. But when I was 16 years old, I was a little bit younger. I started looking into what it would take for me to drive. And it was really scary because I found out from everybody I asked what I needed to do first was get a vehicle that was adapted for me to drive before I could even do driver's training. So looking a little bit further, the adaptations for a vehicle alone were $50,000. So it didn't, you know, I was like, okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to make this happen because I want to drive. I need to drive. So we had some fundraisers. We had the Detroit Red Wings had a giant fundraiser for me in Warren at Jim Reels Friendly Chrysler Jeep. They put this huge thing on with a bunch of Detroit Red Wings, and we raised almost all the money that day. And so after that, I started driver's training downtown here, and it was about 2.5 years total that it took me to be able to get the vehicle and start driver's training and get my license.
We're talking to Ryan Hudson Peralta, who was born with congenital limb deficiency, which gave him severely shortened arms with hands and legs that stopped growing above the knee. You've become a world-class web designer. How?
Lots of practice. Like with anything, you know, you just have to practice. I went to CCS for 2 years. I wanted to be a 3D animator. I started getting these like ideas in my head to design websites. And so I made myself a website, and then people kept asking me, hey, will you build me a website? Or I have a business, or I have a friend that has a business. And from that point forward, I dropped out of CCS and I started designing websites for local businesses. And then it went to national businesses.
God has really blessed you.
Absolutely.
With a great mom and dad. A great partner, Carrie. How'd you meet her?
This is a funny story. I met her in a bar, and in my downtown Mount Clemens. And I gave her my phone number, she gave me her phone number. I didn't call her for 3 days. Back then, I had a rule. The 3 day rule. I think I watched the movie Swingers or something like that. So I finally called her, and she says, Ryan, my mom knows you. And I said, what? What do you mean your mom knows me? She's like, yeah, I got home, and I was telling her about that I met this guy. And, you know, she didn't say that I didn't have any arms and legs, but, I mean, that's pretty much how everybody describes me. So so she says, yeah. She said, I know him. Is his name Ryan? And she said, yeah. And so she ran up to her attic, and she found this greeting card that she bought for me when I was 13 years old. And she sent it to Carrie when Carrie was in the Navy to like bring her spirits up. And so it was just unbelievable that like I met Carrie's mother 7-8 years before I even met Carrie, and she still had this card saved. See, I drew these greeting cards to help raise money for things I would need, like accessible things or money to go towards my van. And we sold them at craft shows when I was like 11, 12, 13 years old. And I just happened to meet Carrie's mom. And Carrie and I, this past Saturday, we celebrated 20 years to being together.
In 2013, you joined Quicken Loans. Paint for us a picture of Quicken Loans in 2013.
Well, it's the same as it is now, except it's a lot bigger now. I was working for the U.S. Army as a civilian employee, as a user interface designer there. And I got a call from a recruiter and said, hey, we want you to come work for Quicken Loans. And that was like 2012, and I turned them down, and so they kept calling me and kept calling me. And in 2013, I took the offer, and I've always loved being down here. Like when I wasn't working down here before, I was working down here. I would always come down here for Lions games or Tigers games or you know Red Wings, obviously. And so I love being down here. So the opportunity to come work down here was just I was excited. And I've been working there 6 years.
How do you explain its phenomenal growth?
Honestly, our culture, we have these things called isms. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but there's maybe 16 of them. And we have these things called isms day, where we teach all, you know, go over these isms with our team members. And it's really the culture that drives the company. It's the people that drives the company. It's like no place I've ever been a part of. It's amazing. The positivity there, the givingness of, you know, everybody, including Dan Gilbert. They don't worry about the money so much. They worry about, you know, the people and making sure that they're happy and getting things done.
Ryan, every company, every sports team, every university has a culture. It emanates throughout the organization, and the culture emanates from the leader. And you mentioned the leader, Danny Gilbert. Tell us about Dan Gilbert.
The most humble man I've ever met in my life. Like, he reminds me, he's going to be mad at me for this, but he reminds me of my grandfather, Bill Hudson. He's just the most giving, caring person, and he's super funny, and he's just a people person, and he's such a giving person, and he's so humble. His children, his wife, the whole entire family is just some of the greatest people I've ever met in my life.
We're talking to Ryan Hudson-Peralta, and we've just embarked on a new decade. When we come back, we're going to ask him to do something else he does. He gives motivational speeches. So we're going to ask him to give us a little two-minute motivational speech as we embark on this new decade. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula. We're with Ryan Hudson-Peralta, who, amongst many other things, baseball coach, etc., pilot, he's a motivational speaker. So, Ryan, if you would, couple minutes motivational speech this evening.
Oh, well, way to put me on the spot, Jack. I have this saying, it's don't be your own speed bump. Because no matter what happens in your life or what's happening in your life, the only person that can stop you or slow you down is yourself. And so I had that slogan, that's phrase trademark, don't be your own speed bump. Because I really feel that in anything that happens to you on a daily basis, you know, you're having a bad day. It's nobody's doing this to you. Life happens for you, not to you. And like being born this way, people would say, hey, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of bad days. And to be honest, I don't anymore, because I know that I have so many great things around me. I can do anything that I want. I'm not saying buy anything I want. I mean, literally do anything I want. You know, I was told at a young age that I would never be able to have a job or have a family or have a regular job. Well, I have all those things. I've done all those things. I've accomplished all those things. But they were right about one thing. They said I couldn't have a regular job, and I don't have a regular job. I have a damn good job, and that job is to travel around and inspire people. And then downtown here, I work with a bunch of amazing people, and I get to share my other talent with them, which is design.
Your motto is, if you can't fix it, forget it.
Yes.
Why so?
Well, you know, I could have looked at being born without arms and legs, and I could focus on that on a daily basis. But it's not something I can fix. So, and obviously I can't forget it. So what I do is, when I say forget it, obviously you can't just let it go. But I forget about having it. I don't want you to look at me and say, oh, that's Ryan with no arms and legs. Oh, let me see if I can help him. I want you to meet me, listen to my story, and then say, hey, wow, this guy, he might be able to help me. Like, obviously, I don't need to help him. So anything that pops up in your life, these things that are bothering you, if you can't fix them, you have to forget them. That's the only way you're going to get over these things.
If you want to learn more, www.lookmomnohands.com. Ryan, talk to us about the power of our mind.
Well, obviously, like, that's all my power. That's my most powerful thing about me. And that's because it's something that I've trained my life, you know, to be always be positive and always, you know, if you can't fix it, forget it. And don't be your own speed bump. These are the things that I've come up with and I share with people to help them. And you know, when I talk to people, they're like, well, I can't be you. I can't do the things that you do. I can't be this positive all the time. And when I talk to people, I don't expect them to, you know, instantly change their life. But I just expect them to try these things that I tell people and teach them. And by practicing these things every day, you can, just like working out, just like training, you can expand your mind and make your mind more powerful to understand that anything is possible.
2% of the people quit after they hear the word no once. Another 2% quit after they hear the word no 5 times. Friends, 95% of us quit even before we ever hear the word no. The remaining 1%, the one that never quits, that's the successful one. You've told me that, and I quote you, failure is a must. For the Lions, failure is a must. Just joking. Why explain failure is a must?
If you don't fail, you don't learn. I mean, every single thing I do in my life, Jack, I failed at. Because I had to fail to figure it out how to do it. From getting dressed. I tell this story when I do speaking. It was last year. I had this new chapstick that someone gave me, and I could not get the dang cap off. So I finally get the cap off, and I put the chapstick on, and I drop this cap. Most people probably just forget it. It's a couple of dollars, but the point is, like, this is something I'm going to need to do if I want to, you know, my it's cold here in Michigan. My lips get chapped. So I want to figure out how to use this chapstick because it was actually more convenient than other chapsticks. So I must have dropped it 5 or 6 times, maybe 10. I didn't give up. You know, I got down the floor, picked it up, put the cap back on, finally figured it out. And that's how I go about things every day. Driving failed. I've been in a few accidents, unfortunately. Not in a long, long time. 15
when
years.
When a cop comes up and sees years. You, what does he say?
Right? Oh, that's a great story, Jack. So I remember maybe this was the first or second time I got pulled over, and the cop comes to the side of my car, and he's like, license and wait a minute, how do you drive this thing? And he sees that I have no arms and legs. And I was like, well, you want to see? So he gets in my van and he's checking the buttons out and how I'm driving. He's like, all right, this is pretty sweet, but you need to slow down, okay? So, yeah, Dan Gilbert loves that story, by the way. He always has me tell that story.
How did you ever learn to write and draw?
Well, I used to draw with the pencil between my feet. And then I realized it's going to be tough when I get older signing bank statements or signing something at the law firm or whatever with my feet jumping up on the counter. So I was trying to figure out a way. I didn't want to put it in my mouth because I like talking too much. And so I put the pencil between my chin and my shoulder, and I just kept practicing, failing until I figured it out.
I mentioned briefly you've flown a plane. You have no arms and no legs. How?
So you want the whole story?
Sure.
All right. And I didn't fail in that, thankfully. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be here. So my cousin is a pilot, and he has a plane in his pilot's license. And ever since I was a kid, I always told my mom, I said, I want to fly. And she said, one day you're going to fly. I'm like, no, I want to be the pilot. I want to fly. And so my cousin called me one day and he said, Ryan, I got this plane. Do you want to come fly it? And I said, yes, I'm 20 minutes away. I'll be there in 5 minutes. But I didn't get pulled over, but I drove pretty fast to get there. I was so excited. So I get there and pull in City Airport, and there's this giant, well, it's mini, but it's giant to me in size. It's a glider plane and it has a prop on the front. And I think he was trying to, you know, expecting me to be scared, but I'm not really scared of many things. So I got out of my chair, I hopped up on the wing, and I climbed in the plane. And he flew it, he took off, and we were flying around. And he looked over at me, he's like, do you want to fly it? I said, yeah, I want to fly it. And so I put the stick between my feet, and I flew it for a while. And then we flew around downtown here, and then we flew by Groziel Airport. And he said, do you want to land it? And I said, yes, I want to land it. So obviously he believed that I could do it. And I believed that I could do it because I believe I can do anything. So I started to land it, and we did like a turnaround. We started to land, and there was 100 deer on the landing strip. And so for seconds, I saw my life flash in front of my eyes because this is a little plane. I don't even know what it's made out of, but it's not going to hold up 100, you know, taking out 100 deer. Luckily, when we got close, they cleared out of the way, and we landed safely, obviously. I'm here.
We're talking to Ryan Hudson-Peralta, whose basic message is, don't be your own speed bump. And if you want to learn more, www.lookmomnohands.com. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, a News Talk 760 WJR.
Jack Rasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohol. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Ryan Hudson-Peralta, a husband, a father, a motivational speaker, youth baseball coach, web developer, aspiring actor, and author. Ryan Hudson-Peralta. You mentioned in the previous segment that you don't have many bad days. When you have a bad day, what do you do?
Well, the problem is when we have bad days, they all start with a bad minute, right? You get a flat tire or you stub your toe. And you keep focusing on that bad minute that happened to you. And if you keep focusing on the negative, the bad thing that happened to you, that bad minute turns into a bad hour and turns into a bad day. Keep focusing on it. It's going to turn into a bad week. Can keep turning into a bad month. So the sooner you focus on the positive and forget the bad thing that happened to you, the quicker you're going to get over this bad day. But it's not really like, I want people to realize that when people say they have a bad day, I mean, Jack, when was the last time you had a bad day? It wasn't really just a bad minute or a bad moment, maybe a bad hour. It really wasn't the day. So let's not waste the entire day on some small thing. Let's move past it. Let's get through it.
You were born in 1979. Let's say that God comes down and talks to you and says, Ryan, if you want, let's go back 40 years and I'll give you perfect arms and legs. Your choice. What would you tell him?
I would tell him I appreciate the offer, but I'm not interested.
Why?
Well, I feel that I am who I am today because of the things I don't have, not because of the things I do have. So if he gave me those things, you know, would my kids exist? Would I be with Carrie? Would I be inspiring people? I feel like I wouldn't be the same person I am today. I'm built like a football player. I'm a little like wide in the chest. So I feel like I would have been some dumb jock and jerk, you know, and that's not who I ever would want to be. I love who I am, and I love the people that are in my life, and I love what I do, and I wouldn't want to change it.
Ryan, if there's a mom or dad listening tonight who's just had a son or daughter with congenital limb deficiency, what do you say to that mom and dad?
Well, Jack, I think the name of the show says it for me. Anything is possible. I mentor a lot of families that have children born like me. I'm part of a group, a Facebook group that have, it's the limb difference community. And it's parents that have children born without arms, legs. And there's this little girl named Gabriella. She lives like 10 minutes from my house. And I met with her parents before she was born. And it was just amazing for them. I was just amazed that I was able to meet them. Like when my parents had me, first of all, they didn't know, right? And then after they had me, there was no community group for people born like me, and they, you know, they did it all on their own. So for me to be able to show these families that all that I do, I have a family, I have a job, I inspire people. I think it's amazing. So that's what one of my goals for 2020 is, to do a lot more mentoring and sharing my story with these families.
If you want to learn more, www.lookmomnohands.com. When we met a month ago, we talked about Nick Vujicic, V-U-J-I-C-I-C. Unbelievable. Born with no limbs. His goal this year is to reach 1 billion people. We had him the first time he was 23 years old, Ryan. And he says, Jack, write down the word disable. Okay, now put a G and an O in front of it. What do you get? I didn't know. He said, well, Jack, God is able. What do you say about that?
That's amazing. Nick is an amazing speaker. I've never had a chance to meet him, but I'm following his story forever. I remember before he had kids, he talked about that he wanted to meet somebody and fall in love. And I'm so thankful that he actually has, I think,
two sons, and now they had twin daughters recently.
Yeah. Yeah, so four kids?
Yes.
Yeah, and so he doubled me, so I have some work to do.
Well, it's a new year, Ryan. Carrie, you know what's a new year?
Yeah. She just rolled her eyes, I guarantee it.
So many people look up to you, Ryan. Who do you look up to?
Oh, wow. I look up to people like Nick Vujicic. Tony Robbins is a good friend of mine. Dan Gilbert. My grandfather, my father, my mother. I mean, I'm 3'6", so I look up to a lot of people.
All right. We've just started a new decade. You've always set goals. Talk to us about setting goals.
Setting goals is extremely important. Obviously, you know, more than setting goals. The problem with people, everybody sets a goal, right? The problem with setting goals is people don't follow through, you know? So when you set a goal, when I set a goal, I have that thing in front of my face. So anything I have set a goal to do, to accomplish, I have it on my phone that reminds me every single day to focus on that. See, in life, whatever you focus on, like Tony Robbins has this thing. He says, whatever focus goes, energy grows. And I believe that. And so it's not only important to set your goals, daily goals. I set daily goals. But just to make sure that you stick with them and focus on whatever it's going to take to accomplish those goals.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but Ryan, what goals and dreams do you still have?
I want to be a stand-up comedian. That's my dream. I've always watch stand-up comedy ever since I was a kid, and I make people laugh a lot. So I was like, you know, people have been telling me, like, you should try stand-up. And I said, well, I would be worried I would fall down, but I'll try it anyways. And so 2020, I'm going to work on some stand-up comedy. I'm pretty excited about it. But not only that, I want to be able to share my story and inspire as many people as I can, whether it's through comedy or through my story of being disabled. I want to be able to mentor more families in 2020. And I'm actually working with two of the largest clothing companies in fashion on making more accessible clothing for people with disabilities. So that's another thing I'm working on this year.
With that 29-inch waist that we got over there. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
It's been often said that success is a journey, not a destination. You live that. Success, a journey, not a destination, please.
You know, I'm 40 years old, and I realize that success is measured in different ways. Sometimes I get down on myself. I'm like, I'm not speaking enough, or I'm not talking to the right amount of people I want to share my story with, or you know, I'm not accomplishing something at work. And then I just sit back and I realize, like, all the things I've done, it's just amazing. Like, I don't even think of all the little things or even some of the big things that I've done in my life. You know, and recently I started working out and training. I've been training for the past couple of years with a trainer. And I was like, you know, I really want to start doing this on my own. And so I started working out in my basement, and I'm not noticing any changes after 2 weeks, right, Jack? Like, this stuff's magic, right? I'm supposed to lose inches in 2 weeks. And I realized, like, this is why people give up working out and losing weight, is because they want to see results quick. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, you know. I've been working, training on my own for four months, and I'm finally seeing results. And I'm like, and I'm finally realizing, like, this is what life, like you said, success. It takes hard work. Nothing's easy.
As our time winds down together this evening, what advice would you give to our young listeners, Ryan?
Never give up. It sounds so easy for me to say that, right? Never give up. Oh, that's easy to say. But if you hear my story, my full story, and you learn about me, you talk to me, you realize that if I can do all the things that I've done in my life, anything is possible. I have two of the most amazing children. You know, every parent says that, right? But honestly, I would put my kids up against anybody's children. My kids are what I'm most proud of. And anything that you have in your life that you're proud of, hold that to your heart. And if you're having a bad day, just remember that thing that you do have. And like I said earlier, if you're looking for something and you can't find something to be grateful for, start with the air you're breathing.
Ryan Hudson Peralta, you epitomize, with God, truly anything is amazing. Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.
Believe in yourself.